Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. John Newton was the writer of Amazing Grace. He was raised by his mother because his father was a ship captain and was gone for much of the year. His mother would teach him scripture and how to pray, and it was her goal and her desire that he would become a preacher. Well, unfortunately, she died when he was about 7 years old. The more time he spent around all these evil influences, the more he became a careless and godless sailor. On one of his voyages, it was a terrible storm, and during that storm, he realized that he was probably going to die. And he called on the name of the Lord. And you know what? From that point on, he lived his life in a different way. You know what ended up happening to John Newton? He became a pastor. He was such a zealous preacher, and he loved to preach at revivals to help people to turn back to God. Well, John Newton not only wrote Amazing Grace, but he also wrote other songs like How Sweet the Name and Safely Through Another Week. John Newton ended up becoming a mighty man of God, all because he came in touch with his Savior and realized what a sinful man he was, but what a great Savior we have in Jesus. Let's learn this song together.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Before we open our Bibles, we want to make sure that we have asked Jesus to be with us. So let's pause and let's do that right now. Dear Lord, come into our hearts today. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to learn more about you and from your word. Please be with us, help us to understand, and give us your wisdom today. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you are with me again today. We have been going over the story about the boy who asked his father for his inheritance early. That's the money that he would get when his father died. Well, after his father had given him the money, he left home and went and spent it in riotous living. Do you know what that means? It means that he wasted it. He did not invest it. He had all kinds of friends who were friends with his money, but pretty soon the money ran out. He had no friends, no money, and then there was a severe famine in the land, which means that there was not a lot of food, or whatever food there was, it was very expensive. Even though the boy in our story probably didn't like to work, someone finally hired him. Guess what he was hired to do? We are going to see what his job was in Luke chapter 15, verse 15. Today we have a lot of verses that we're going to be looking up, all in the book of Luke, so we can see exactly what the Bible says. Let's look up Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke. It's the third book in the New Testament. Then we're going to find chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. The chapters are those big numbers. Luke chapter 15, and now let's find verse 15. That's pretty easy to remember. Luke 15, verse 15. Let's read it together. What does it say?
Then he went and joined himself with a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine.
He went out into the country, and what did he do? What was his job? to feed swine. Do you know what swine are? They are pigs. He was out feeding pigs. And you know, this was the worst job a Jew could think of. This young man was a Jew. And it was the worst job because God had said not even to touch pigs. And now, not only was he touching them, he was taking care of them. And that wasn't all. He didn't have enough food to eat. So he was hungry all the time and he was getting thin. And pretty soon, guess what happened? He wanted to fill his stomach with the pods that the swine ate. No one gave him anything to eat. You can read that in verse 16.
And he had gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything.
He wanted to fill his stomach with the pods that those pigs ate. Ugh! He was feeling awful. He was hungry. What was he going to do? One day, as he was caring for these pigs, something wonderful happened. It was kind of like he woke up from a dream. And he realized, he started thinking about home and about his father's servants. And he realized that they have plenty to eat. Maybe his father would give him a job. He knew that he didn't deserve any help, but he decided to try. And he thought of just what he would say to his father. Can you read verses 17, 18, and 19? Let's see what that says. You can read along with us. Luke chapter 15, verse 17, 18, and 19.
But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise, go to my father, and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants.'"
You know, when I'm concentrating really hard or trying to think about something and make sure that I know what I'm doing, I often talk to myself. And as I talk, it helps me to process and to do things quicker or faster or better. Well, I kind of think of it as this boy. He starts talking to himself and mumbling to himself. Or maybe he starts talking to the pigs and telling them about how wonderful his father is and what he'll say. I'm sure the pigs kind of looked at him strangely and then went back to their eating. Well, the boy left the pigs and he started down the road toward home. He knew that he looked like a beggar. He was filthy. He was ragged. He had been feeding pigs. He was very skinny. He had no shoes on and he wondered if his father would even talk to him. You know, this tells me that the son, he really didn't understand his father. He didn't know how much his father loved him. Little did the son know, his father had never stopped looking down the road, hoping, praying, and longing for him to come back home. When the boy got close enough to see his home, what happened? Let's look at verse 20. He's walking up the road, and what happens?
"And he arose and came to his father. When he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him."
While he was where did his father see him? When he was a great ways off, a long ways away, his father saw him. And what did he do? He had compassion on him. He ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Wow, does that sound like the father was excited to see him? Yes, his father hugged him even though he was dirty. He kissed him even though I'm sure he was very ragged looking. The boy must have been sobbing. Then he remembered what he was going to say to his father. But you know what? His father didn't even let him finish his little speech he had been practicing. Let's read verse 21, 22, 23, and 24 together.
"And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servant, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry."
So imagine this with me. The son starts to give his speech saying, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. But what did the father do? He didn't even acknowledge that speech. He ignored it. He turned to his servants and said, bring the best robe, put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf. Let us kill it, eat, and be merry. Why did he say this? For his son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Wow. Everything changed, and so quickly too. By the time the food was ready, the younger son was all cleaned up. His rags were gone. He was dressed in fine clothes. He had shoes on his feet. His hair was clean, combed, probably cut, maybe even shaved. Oh, how wonderful he felt. How wrong he had been about everything. He was wrong about his father. He was wrong about his home. He was wrong about what he thought would bring happiness. Did you know that the way that the father treated this son is the way Jesus treats people who choose to change and go home with him? Remember how we talked about there is more joy in heaven over one who repents? Yes, there is joy in heaven when somebody repents. That is how the father felt. There was joy in his house when his son came back. Now, I want to know what the brother thinks. Here the brother has been at home all along. Now his younger brother is home. How is he going to react? Do you want to know too? Well, you'll have to come back next time. I am so glad that Jesus gives us love and care and joy when we come to him, aren't you? Let's pray and let's thank him for being there for us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are like this father in the story, that when we are sorry for what we have done that's wrong, you welcome us back with open arms. We are never too dirty. We are never too sinful for you. You love us, you care for us, and you want us to live with you in heaven forever. Thank you. Amen. We just have one more part to this story, and I can't wait to see what happens. How about you?
Confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.